hay puerto rico, son de un pájaro las dos alas. Cuba y Puerto Rico son de un pájaro las dos alas.
Greetings, Radio Havana, Cuba listeners. As we were saying in the last programs, the trap set Albizu Campos in 1936 by the criminal case against him and his comrades in the imperial court took an unexpected turn with a visit to Puerto Rico by the U.S. artist Rockwell Kent. The illustrations of this New York-born artist were enormously popular then and now. His drawings, paintings, and prints hang in New York's Metropolitan Museum of Art, the Art Institute of Chicago, the Hermitage, and elsewhere. He was a well-known socialist and an early ecologist and writer at the time of his visit to the trial of the Nationalists. Upon returning to his country, he was commissioned to create a mural on the new office of the U.S. Postal Service in Washington, D.C. He created considerable controversy by including in tiny letters a message from the original peoples of Alaska in their own language, which said, "To our friends, the people of Puerto Rico, continue on and we will change masters. Only this can make us equal and happy." Kent publicly declared that the trial of the Nationalists was a rigged show trial orchestrated from Washington. In a letter sent to U.S. Senator Henry F. Ashurst, president of the Senate Committee on the Judiciary, Kent disclosed that while attending a party at the colonial governor's mansion, known as La Fortaleza, he witnessed U.S. Attorney Jesse Cecil B. Snyder showing the governor the list of people who were to serve on the jury for the second trial against the Nationalists, which he shamelessly identified as his next jury. All, as we have said, were either North Americans or people strongly identified with U.S. interests in Puerto Rico. Elmer Ellsworth, a businessman, a U.S. businessman living in Puerto Rico and a juror in that second trial, stated after its conclusion that the jurors were violently coerced and that he had been threatened with ruin if he did not vote for a guilty verdict. On September 15, 1936, intellectuals from France, Belgium, Colombia, Italy, Egypt, Switzerland, Catalonia, Palestine, Brazil, Spain, Uruguay, Antonio Arguedas, Amado Alonso, and Pedro Enriquez Ureña wrote a letter to U.S. President Roosevelt, urging him to free Albizu Campos and his comrades. Various international congresses meeting in Latin American countries also wrote to Roosevelt, urging the release of the Nationalists. This included the Peace Conference in Buenos Aires, 1936, the Pan American Press Congress, Chile, 1937, the World Youth Congress meeting at Vassar College in 1938, among others. 100 U.S. intellectuals, including Ernest Hemingway, Langston Hughes, Sherwood Anderson, Ruth Benedict, Joseph Curran, Theodore Dreiser, and Reverend Adam Clayton Powell, asked U.S. President Roosevelt to commute the sentences of the Nationalists. New York Attorney General Henry Epstein, who knew Albizu Campos at Harvard, also interceded on his behalf before Roosevelt. The denial came in the form of a letter from Ernest Gruning of the Congressional Committee on Insular Affairs. At a meeting held at Park Palace in New York to discuss the Supreme Court's rejection of the Nationalists' appeal, Vito Marcantonio said, "The same gang that massacred the workers in Chicago condemned Dr. Albizu Campos because this illustrious Puerto Rican began to tell the truth to the Puerto Rican multitudes."
Puerto Rico, a la que cayó al mar, que no pudo volar, yo te invito a mi vuelo y buscamos juntos el mismo cielo.
This was Rosa Meneses Albizu Campos, who spoke to you because Cuba and Puerto Rico are the two wings of the same bird.
Cuba y Puerto Rico son de un pájaro, las dos alas. Cuba y Puerto Rico son de un pájaro, las dos alas.